Hello, welcome to BGM Podcast. This is the video game music podcast where we sit and hang out and listen to a couple of our favorite video game songs. I'm the newest member, Ryan.
I'm hey, William. Hello, Ryan.
Oh, hey, oh Ryan. Yeah, thank you. Hello.
I'm William. Well, my name is William.
And who's the other guy that's here?
I'm Nathan.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, guys, we're here today. This is the Halloween edition of BGM. So we wanted to pick out some of our favorite spooky songs or just some stuff in general that we like. Tis the season of Halloween, and we got some real spooky tunes for you. So, guys, before we start, what's the spookiest place you can think of?
Video games.
Oh, being trapped in a video game.
That would actually be really awful.
No, guys. The spookiest place is, of course, Lavender Town from Pokemon Red and Blue. And that is our very first song today. And we will start that now. So that was Lavender Town from Pokemon Red and Blue, like I said. Probably the spookiest thing of all of Pokemon, wouldn't you say?
I would say
besides
so.
The ghost Pokemon.
That's right. And it's probably one of my, like, there's not really much of a story in Pokemon, but it's probably like the only section of the game with any, like an actual storyline where it's like the haunted, the haunted Marowak ghost is like haunting the ghost tower.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Like, that whole city just has that very small plot line, and it just kind of, you know, it ends. But
that, as someone who has played Pokemon, yes, I do agree with that statement.
Oh, are you big Pokemon head? Are you
huge?
Gotcha. But now, one of my favorites. I do like it a lot. I always think of that song. That's probably the song I think about the most with Pokemon, other than the intro song.
Yeah, it's such a wacky song, right? Like, it's got such weird notes that it hits. I don't know. It's just really interesting, and then, yeah, I like that. It sets the mood very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always like that song.
Yeah.
And someone died during it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lavender Town curse.
Yeah.
I give that song a 4 out of 5.
Four skeletons.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Well, Nathan, what do we have next?
All right. So coming up next is a song from one of my favorite games, Silent Hill 2. It's The Reverse Will, just like our host here.
It's Bizarro Me.
Yeah. So let's give that a listen.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so that was the reverse wheel from Silent Hill 2 that plays at the end of the game. But I think the whole soundtrack for this game is amazing. I could fill it up. Just a lot of different influences. It's not as creepy as you would think. A lot of like, I don't know, electronic influence and stuff. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I've never played that game before, but I wouldn't have expected that song. If you told me that song came from Silent Hill, I'm not sure I would have known right away.
Yeah, it started out, I thought it was like, okay, a little creepy atmospheric thing, but then it went in completely opposite direction. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's what's cool about that game. They use a lot of like rock music, a lot of guitar, and it's interesting at the beginning of the game, and then it kind of, you know, it gets creepier and creepier over time, but I think it just makes for a very unique horror soundtrack. So,
Yeah, it was definitely a unique song. I liked it.
Yeah. All right, but Will,
it's me. Up next is zombie classic Dead Rising, and it's just a zombie game that takes place in a mall. And this is the music of the mall. It's not scary, but here we go. And that just plays as you're beating up zombies in a mall.
Well, where's the nearest mall? I want to go shopping. That's all I have to say.
They're all closed.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I liked it. It's a good juxtaposition, especially of how chaotic a lot of that stuff can get. And you just got like these big wave of zombies. And so it's always funny to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
And once again, it sets the mood. It sets the perfect mood. You're in the dang mall.
You're in a ding dang mall. Using like just appliances and shit to kill zombies. It's nice.
Yeah, it's catchy. Yeah. I like it.
Ryan, back to you. Wrap around the horn.
Yeah, well, wrap your horn around this song. Gonna be from one of my favorite horror games, Resident Evil 2, and the song is Front Hall. Thank you. That was done by Masami Uda. One of my favorite songs. It really sets the mood because you're kind of still figuring out what's going on. You just came in from outside of getting attacked by this huge wave of zombies, and now you're inside a police station, and this is like the song you'll probably hear the most throughout the game.
Yeah, it's a mood setter for sure. I really love how moody it is. I like that a lot. It's like impending doom. I'm about to be attacked and destroyed because I'm awful at Resident Evil 2, the original. So,
well, then you just got to get the remake, and you just get the Gatling gun, and you just mow down through everything.
Yeah, there you go.
But Resident Evil 2, I really like the tone and the theme it sets, like especially after like the big city destroying event that happens just outside. You're like, oh shit, and a little more confined quarters now with the zombies.
Yeah, it's definitely like a very Romero-esque type of song you'd hear in one of his movies, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Nathan, what do you got next?
All right, guys, I got a speaker breaker for you. So I wanted to find something that was a little outside of like a horror video game. And so Kirby, you would think, is the complete opposite of horror video game. But in Canvas Curse, there's a level called Dracia, which is like just really weird negative world almost. And it has this really nuts music for a Kirby game. It is noisy.
It's like the final level, right?
Yeah, it's like the final level of the game. And it's very noisy, but it is super interesting. So let's give it a shot. Chef's kiss. I think it's a mood setter. I really think it's like it's just got this really creepy feeling. I also kind of like noise music, so it fits into my I enjoy it. I think it's neat.
It's also got that we talk about this a lot, but the DS games have that fucking grime.
Yeah, it's so grimy.
Yeah
I'm sorry, guys. I think my headphones are broken. I couldn't I just heard a bunch of static. Song, No, it was good. I liked it. I would like to see the visuals with it because I think I would like it even more with the visuals of the level.
Yes, yeah. It definitely, I think that it adds to it for sure.
The whole background, if I remember correctly, it's like a bunch of just like floating spikes and like paintings and oil spill rainbow kind of in the background.
Yeah. And there's no enemies in that level.
Yeah, I think it's just like traps, right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's hard too. It's a hard level. Yeah. I remember being like, oh, this is kind of difficult.
Yeah, which Kirby, not really the most difficult at times. No.
The new one. The new one's pretty fucking hard at the very end. The secret boss.
I never beat it. I need to. But that's another topic. But yeah, so that, William, what is up next?
Oh, I got a game that nobody played. The new Mummy reboot tie-in game, The Mummy Demastered. And it's a song from that. We'll be right back. just really a song to vibe to, right?
Yeah, it's probably better than the whole Mummy remake movie, right?
I mean, probably.
Yeah, it's a great song. No, it really is just a nice listen. Enjoyed it.
I was jamming out to that song. Was that a video game song or an 80s movie soundtrack?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like John Carpenter, kind
of. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah,
no, it's good.
Mm-hmm. No. I think what they do with like retro remakes and stuff like that, where they can make it sound like a retro game, but they have a lot more tools at hand.
Yeah.
They can enhance it a lot. So it's neat.
Yeah, they should demaster more games.
Oh, of course.
I'm up for it.
Yeah. Give me fucking 8-bit. What's the new Red Dead Redemption 2?
That's what I was going to say, Will.
Were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say Red Dead 2.
Maybe it'll be more fun.
Yeah, I could see it.
All right. Brian again.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Yep. This is my final pick for this week. And it's a doozy. And guys, be sure to rev your engines up for Ghost Valley from Super Mario Kart.
Nice and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was a spooky song.
Right? Yeah, I got my heart rate up.
I was gonna say, I really like how like all the elements are like away from each other. Like, I don't know, like there'd be a sound effect or some kind of instrument, and then another one would play separate to that. Like throughout it. It's really interesting how everything's broken up.
Spooky. Oh yeah. I definitely like it. Always gets me right in that mood when I'm playing Mario Kart.
Oh yeah, when you're racing, when Lock-It-2 is like 3, 2, 1, go, and you hear bum 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 bum.
Oh, I get scared just during the countdown of any of the races in the game.
Because you're gonna fuck up the beginning.
Yeah. One of the scariest games of all time, am I right?
Me, yeah. But all right. Well, Nathan, what is your final pick for this week?
Yeah, okay. So my final pick for this week is going to be Mad Monster Mansion from Banjo-Kazooie. Fun haunted house level. It fits the Banjo-Kazooie silly vibe, but still gets the horror down. So let's get into it. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's Banjo-Kazooie, you know. It's got the silly different instruments, a lot of sound effects, a lot of howling in that
I really liked how the howls, like the howls in the background, the screeches went into like more like an instrument type afterwards, like, and like they wove into this song. It was nice.
Yeah,
I was not expecting animals, so when I heard the frog first, I thought it was a little funny.
I thought the frog was funny too.
It reminds me of the more fun side of the Halloween. Halloween doesn't always got to be real spooky stuff. It's like the fun spooky side of everything. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So it's like stuff like that, and I liked it. It was good.
Yeah,
well, I agree. All right, and now the song that's the reason why. There's three songs. We picked three songs a piece because I wanted to put it in here and I couldn't figure out how. And I didn't want to feel like I had three picks and everyone else had two. So here we go. Pumpkin Canyon from Song Adventure 2.
You know me, the fighting freak Knuckles, and we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ready? I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep. Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I can sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy. A graveyard theory. Our ghost try to approach me and got leery. Ask him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkin in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist metal cracker. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deep. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost try to approach me, he got near. Just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that
was saying you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost tried to approach me, he got near me.
It's kind of a masterpiece. That's pretty great, actually. I love that it used like the horror theremin, like, yeah. But as like it sounds like a West Coast rap song in a way. It's
yeah,
it's wild. No, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a fun song. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I would crack up. I was trying not to laugh when he said like, "I'm Knuckles."
Yeah, I'm the fighting freak Knuckles. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a graveyard theory. A ghost comes to me. They
trying
get
to approach
leery.
Me. Yeah. You get leery. Yeah.
Man, I didn't know Knuckles had bars like that.
He sure nuts. Does. Nobody scares him.
Step of the plate.
Well, that wraps it up, right? Another BGM in the books.
Close the book on this episode of BGM. Yeah.
Check us out, MediaBoysPodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone, for listening, right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, if you enjoyed the podcast, check out everything on MediaBoys.com, Media Boys, Drive-In Double Feature, last week on Game Pass. Also, you can email us at bgmpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Any recommendations? We'd love to do a fan episode.
Yes. Yeah,
so we like don't pick anything.
I want to be doing a listener request, reading out some dedications to songs, you know, like a real radio station.
That would be
absolutely
cool.
And this one goes out to
out to all of you guys out there.
Mm-hmm. A what's it called, a misconnection, right?
Yeah,
or when it's like you like at you... the park bench on Thursday April 15th wearing the green hoodie. If you're listening to this, meet me at the Cinnabon in the Florida Mall at 12 p.m August 17th, the day 2 days before saw you.
That's so weird. That was so weird. That was me. I have a green hoodie.
I have a green hoodie.
It could have been any of us.
We were all there that day.
I'd hope a missed connection one time was like there's a line around the block of people.
And people
like,
in green hoodies.
Yeah.
You wearing the Vans. I don't know. I was trying to think of something everyone's wearing. You and the blue jeans, and
green t-shirt. Jeans with your green hoodie.
You with the hair,
with your green bands and your green hair, and your green skin.
Oh no, it's Oscar the Grouch. And you live in the garbage can.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait till that person sends us a listener request. And I can't wait until we have our next episode, guys.
Yeah. Yep. See you in 2 months.
See you next time.